For WNAX, I'm Ella Seafotter.
The expectation for 26 is that beef production as a whole will continue to be down or down slightly from where it was in 25. Generally, that'd be supportive of prices. Could suggest even higher prices, but it's kind of tough to go back and exceed or beat some of the price spikes or temporary prices that were seen or observed during 2025.
That's Professor Dearson, the Griffith Chair in Agriculture Finance and Extension Specialist for Risk and Business Management at South Dakota State University. A conversation I had with Professor Dearson, we were able to talk about what some of the highlights were from 2025 and what there is to look forward to in the coming year.
2025 was dominated by a continued tight supply of cattle. We just haven't had that many calves to provide or get ready for the consumer at the market. And then we also had some trade disruptions, notably feeder cattle not being able to come in from Mexico, and that gave us a very, very tight cattle on feed situation and led to some very high prices throughout 25.
And of course, you can't have a conversation about the markets without talking about the things that influence it. And Professor Dearson says there's a few things to watch.
You know, the market has been quite disrupted, and there's some things that could cause larger price fluctuations. So if things get straightened out with the New World screwworm concerns with cattle from Mexico and that border opened back up, that would have a very quick and sharp impact on a downward impact on fed cattle and feeder cattle prices. If there were other trade situations where we opened up beef imports to other countries, that could have a potential disruption to prices. So it's not a risk-free environment.
For more information, you can visit the SDSU Extension website. For WNAX, I'm Ella Seafotter.